Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And before we move on, here are the results for the Bhajan quiz. This time it was a very easy one and we had so many responses from so many people. We had Sai Krishna from Hyderabad giving us 8 bhajans which have the word Patita Pavana. You have Basant Pandey who gave us 8 bhajans. You had Mudula Murthy who gave us 9 bhajans. You had Mrs. Kamala Chidambaram who gave us 5 bhajans. And you had Aditya Nitya Sudarshan, 12-year-old Aditya Nitya Sudarshan, giving us 14 bhajans. She is from Melbourne. You had Prarthana Sai from Singapore giving us 15 bhajans. Then you had Sarthak Divan from New Delhi giving us 7 bhajans. Brother Ravi Ranganathan, 8 bhajans. Patita Pavana is there in so many bhajans. And then you had Avnish Belampalli from Phoenix, USA giving us 18 bhajans. Then you had Sister Lalit, our usual contributor, like so many of you, who gave us 23 bhajans. And I thought if I just read out her list, it will perhaps encompass all the bhajans that have been suggested, because her list has most of the bhajans that all the others have suggested. Ayodhya Vasi Ram Ram, Dasharatha Nandana Ram, Bhagavan Bhagavan, Patita Pavana Ram, Bhagavan Krishna Namo, Bhagavan Sai Namo. She says she also is not aware of this bhajan, but this is there in the Bhajanavali. So, Bhajo Bhajo Ram, Satya Sai Ram, Bhajo Bhajo Sita Ram, Bhola Bandari Baba, Shiva 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 Sai Baba, Bolo Jai Jai Kar, Bolo Jai Jai Kar, He Dina Dayalu Sai Rama Ram, He Kamala Nayana Bhagavan, He Ram Parti Purishwara Ram, He Vishwanatha, He Gaurinatha, He Sai Nath Bhagavan, Jai Sai Ram, Jai Sai Ram, Kalimala Bhanjana Kodanda Rama, Patita Pavana Ram, Parti Purishwara Ram, Prem Se Bolo Ek Bar Sai Ram, Ram Ram Bhajavana Hare Hare, Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Raghupate, that also, Raja Ram, Ram, Raghuvara, Ram, Sita, Ram, 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 Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Jai Sai Ram, Shambho Mahadeva Mallikarjuna, Shri Ram, 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 Yadunandana He Ghanashyam, Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Janaki Jeevana Ram. So this is the exhaustive list sent by Sister Lalita, but there are a few bhajans which she has missed and others have suggested. Like you have Prarthana Sai, Brother Ravi Ranganathan giving us the bhajan Sai Ram, He Ghanashyam, Parama Dayaghana, Atma Ram. Then you also have the bhajan Mane Ek Bar Hari Bol, suggested by Prarthana Sai from Singapore. So like that, there are a few bhajans which perhaps is not there in Sister Lalita's list, but otherwise it was a very comprehensive list. And to save time, I'm not reading out everyone's list, but I think it was a very enthusiastic response. So many of you responding with so many bhajans. It was very, very heartening. And then you had Sister Priya Gopalakrishnan from US. She gave us a very beautiful meaning. She said Patita means downtrodden, fallen, and Pavana means deliverer, uplifter, also means sacred. And Patita Pavana is used extensively for Lord Sri Ram, and he is our own Sai Rama. That is true, but as we have seen in so many bhajans, it is also used for Lord Shiva, it is also used for Krishna in some contest, because as you, Sister has, Priya Gopalakrishnan, Sister has mentioned that Lord Jagannath of Puri is also called Patita Pavana Jagannath, and Lord Jagannath is the reincarnation, as they believe, of Lord Krishna. And she says that there is even a deity of Lord Jagannath by the name Patita Pavana Jagannatha. And when you enter the Jagannath temple at Puri from the Simhadwar or the Lion Gate, the main gate, there is a deity of Patita Pavana Jagannath which is there at the base of the inside temple wall on the right. And how that deity came there, how this statue Patita Pavana Jagannath came, is a story. The Lord appeared in a devotee's dream and he instructed to install this identical deity of the main shrine and call this as Patita Pavana Vigraha, the Patita Pavana statue. And this is accessible to all. And the flag on top of the Lord Jagannath at Puri temple is Patita Pavana flag, Patita Pavana Bana as it called, and it is there on top of the temple. And it is believed that whoever can have darshan of this Patita Pavana statue, which is there in the right side of the entrance of the temple, and that flag, whoever sees these two sacred things in Puri will be liberated from the troublesome material world. It all depends on our faith. This is the blessing of the Lord. Even today you find the Patita Pavana Jagannath statue established at the entrance of the Jagannath Puri. And it is so beautiful that so many people have responded. And Sister Lalita and Sister Priya Gopal Krishnan, thank you so much for giving us these insights on this beautiful name. And I think every time we sing this bhajan, if we can think of this facet of the divine, this blessing of the divine, that we can be liberated from our material existence just by looking at his form. If we have that feeling, if we have that faith, I think it will make our whole bhajan experience so much more uplifting. And it's time now for the next week's quiz. And this time, I'm not asking for a phrase, but please tell us bhajans in which the sentiment that is conveyed is, "Oh Lord, please reside in my mind. Oh Lord, please get installed in my thoughts. Oh Lord, please settle down in my heart." You think of the bhajans where this sentiment is expressed. Just like, you know, "Man mandir mein aao giridhari." You know, here you are telling the Lord, "Please, Lord, get installed in my mind." So please think of bhajans where we are conveying to the Lord that, "Oh Lord, please settle down in our mind, in our thoughts, in our heart." So send us these bhajans. You can send, as always, to quiz@radiosai.org by August 7th, by this Sunday. So dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this slight twist in this bhajan quiz. And let's now, without losing much time, move on to the bhajan classroom of today. We have a very beautiful bhajan lined up. Let's begin with a prayer. Let us offer our most loving and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beautiful beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that every moment of our life we realize that we are a wave and you are the ocean, that we are that creeper and you are that tree, that we are the flower and you are that beautiful garden. We exist because you exist, and our only purpose in life is to merge in you, just like the wave that is born of the ocean merges back into the ocean. With this prayer, let us start a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today, we begin with an adoration of Lord Ganesha.
Shri Ganesha Vinayaka.
So that is how the bhajan goes. Like in every episode of this program, we will first become familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan and then move on to the tune, the raga, the swaras, the beat of the bhajan, and then we will listen to the reflections of a very blessed member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group, a former student of Bhagwan's University, Brother Sai Prabhakar, who shares his insights on this bhajan. So let's get started with the lyrics.
Shri Ganesha Vinayaka Vighna Vinashaka Vinayaka Mangala Dayaka Vinayaka Bhava Bhaya Nasha Vinayaka Parti Purishwara Vinayaka.
Now that we are familiar with the lyrics, let's listen to Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh give us a beautiful demonstration of its tune.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Pancham.
Shri Ganesha Vinayaka.
Shri Ganesha Vinayaka.
Shri Ganesha Vinayaka.
Shri Ganesha Vinayaka.
Vighna Vinashaka Vinayaka.
Vighna Vinashaka Vinayaka.
Vighna Vinashaka Vinayaka.
Vighna Vinashaka Vinayaka.
Mangaladayaka Vinayaka.
Mangaladayaka Vinayaka.
Mangaladayaka Vinayaka.
Mangaladayaka Vinayaka.
Bhava Bhayanasha Vinayaka.
Bhava Bhayanasha Vinayaka.
Bhava Bhayanasha Vinayaka.
Bhava Bhayanasha Vinayaka.
Partipurishvara Vinayaka.
Partipurishvara Vinayaka.
Partipurishvara Vinayaka.
Partipurishvara Vinayaka. Shri Ganesha Vinayaka.
That's the sublimating bhajan adoring the Lord of all auspicious beginnings, Lord Ganesha. I'm sure if we learn more about what makes this bhajan so sublime, we would appreciate the bhajan more. Anirudh is here with us in the studios to share his insights on this bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what thoughts come to your mind when you look at this bhajan?
Saram. This short and sweet Ganesha bhajan belongs to a Carnatic raga called Malaya Marutam. It's a beautiful raga. These are the swaras which make this raga. Sa re ga pa da ni sa sa ni da pa ga re sa. So you would have observed in the pattern of this raga, there is no ma. You have sa re komal ri, ga shuddha ga, and there is no madhyamam.
Pa da
dha is shuddha dha.
Dha ni.
Ni is komal ni.
Sa ni da pa ga pa ga re sa.
So this is Malaya Marutam, and I guess the closest Hindustani raga is Rag Kalavati. In Kalavati you have
sa ga pa da ni sa, sa ni da pa ga pa da pa ga sa ni sa.
So there is no re there.
So the re is the difference. So in Malaya Marutam you have
sa ni da pa ga pa da pa ga re sa.
So with the introduction of the re, the raga becomes more meditative.
Yes.
Always the komal re has that power.
Yes.
In fact, ragas like Ahir Bhairav, Revati, all these ragas have Bhairav komal re, which is
yes,
which makes it more powerful. So coming to this Malayamarutam, any other bhajan which comes to your mind while singing this Arohana and Avarohana?
Anand, can you sing? Anything comes to your mind, Anand?
Shri kare kripa kare kshemam kare saishwari shankare abhayam kare shubham kare saishwari.
This is the one bhajan that I got.
Beautiful bhajan.
Sa re ga 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 pa ga re ga pa 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 ga pa da ni da pa 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 da ga ga pa ga re sa.
So this bhajan is in pure Malayamarutham.
Beautiful.
And of course there are a lot of bhajans in Kalavati. So bhajans like
Devi Sai Ma, Devi Saraswati Ma,
and
Shambho Shankar Deva.
So all these belong to Kalavati.
Beautiful. Would you like to do a small alap anirudh in Malayamarutham?
Yeah, of course. I have not learned this raga, but I will.
But I think it would be very beautiful given this ray in this, it has that meditative feel and you can really get lost in this.
Yeah. Let me just try.
Sure. Listening to your alap, I came across one more bhajan that is sung in mandir.
Oh, is it? Which is the bhajan?
Shankara Sadashiva Sabhapate Manohara.
Shankara Sadashiva Sabhapate Manohara.
Chandrasekhara Jatadhara Uma Maheshwara.
Chandrasekhara Jatadhara Uma Maheshwara.
Beautiful. I think the bhajans in Malayamartham are rare in number. Like a couple of bhajans like Shri Ganesha Vinayaka, Shri Kari and Shankara Sadashiva. If listeners get any of the bhajans, please do let us know.
we'll add to our repository.
Yeah.
The purest of the raga within this. Beautiful. So let's move on and do this for us, for Sri Ganesha Vinayaka.
Yes. Let's do the first line. Shri Ganesha Vinayaka Paga Pada Da Da Pa Ni Da Ni Da Pa
Paga Pada Da Da Pa Ni Da Ni Da Pa
Vighna Vinashaka Vinayaka Ga Ga Pare Sa 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 Ga Da Pa
Ga Ga Pare Sa 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 Ga Da Pa
Mangaladayaka Vinayaka Sa 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 ni da pa ga pa da ni ni sa
Sa sa sa ni da pa ga pa da ni ni sa
Bhava bhayanasha vinayaka Ni ni sa sa ga sa ni da da pa ni da ni da pa
Ni ni sa sa ga sa ni da da pa ni da ni da pa
Purti Purishwara Vinayaka Ga ga pare sa 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 ga da pa
Ga ga pare sa 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 ga da pa
So those are the swaras. And you have to tell us the beat of this bhajan.
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat. The Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music. And the Keharva in the Hindustani classical music. The count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Sri Ganesha Vinayaka.
Sri Ganesha Vinayaka.
Vighna Vinashaka Vinayaka.
Shaka Vinayaka
Shri Ganesha Vinayaka
Shri Ganesha Vinayaka
So dear listeners, that was the raga and the tala of this bhajan and as we discussed before, if you know of any more bhajans in this raga, Malaya Marutam, please do let us know. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Bishop. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. We are now done with the technicalities of this bhajan. And now, let us listen to Brother Sai Prabhakar, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who had the opportunity to sing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for nearly 10 years. He was a chief singer in the Bura Katha trio, which had innumerable opportunities of performing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan. Sai Ram, Brother Prabhakar, and it's a great joy to have you back once again in the studios of Radio Sai for Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Thank you so much, Bishu Brother. It's been a pleasure every time because, as I told you, this is one of the most coveted places in Prashant Nilayam after Swami's interview room.
Oh my God.
Yeah, in the way, you know, the most holy place, I should say, and where, you know, experiences have just grown up day by day.
Yes.
And the waves are reaching out to the, you know, the corners of the world.
Yes.
Most hallowed places in Prashant Nilayam. I'm honored to be here and also I'm humbled to be here.
Well, it is all His design. I think when we look back, every single act, every single stride in our lives, He has so beautifully orchestrated, and He has done that for each one of us.
Correct.
In the universe, it's just that once you come to know of Him personally, you get to see these dots more clearly. and perhaps there is a design, there is a reason why you are here today in the studios.
It's
and
all
today we are discussing this bhajan on Ganesha, Sri Ganesha Vinayaka. So what thoughts come to your mind, Prabhakar, when you sing this bhajan?
Sri Ganesha Vinayaka, I've got this chance many a times, you know, before Bhagwan. Even when Bhagwan took us to Kodaikanal in 2009, this was the bhajan which we sang.
Wow.
Sri Ganesha Vinayaka. It's a beautiful bhajan. Nice lines, you know, very soothing. You know, it starts well. It goes on. High tune. But I should say something before, you know, we start off on this. I don't know. It's all happening and it's all coincidence and it's all divine coincidence, because nothing happens in this world with a free will. It's all divine will. That's what Bhagwan says.
Yes.
Today, you know, when I heard from you that, you know, can you share your thoughts on Vinayaka Bhajan? And I don't know what to speak. Before you told this, before this happened, you know, I never did this act actually, you know, where, you know, I after the bhajan happened, I went outside, I bought a coconut, and I bought some roses, and I wanted to offer this to Vinayaka. And I never thought that, I didn't even imagine that I'll get this chance. And somehow it's orchestrated that way. It's all, as you said, you know, dots are getting connected. So first thing, I went and broke the coconut before Ganesha. This is after the bhajan. Then I went to the Vamana Ganapati. There I offered
our umbrella Ganapati.
Umbrella Ganapati. Vamana Ganapati or Chhatri.
Yes.
Chhatram Ganapati.
Yes.
So there I kept three roses. But suddenly, I think after this happened, I came to the studio. And there is a Telugu anniversary going on.
Yes.
So I had the chance to participate in one of the dramas. So after that, you call me and ask me, can you speak something on Vinayaka? And how is this? It's all happening.
Amazing.
And I don't
in
know.
Fact,
no
you know, we had to do this bhajan, and I was thinking what to do. And morning, and I saw you. And you know, whenever any thought comes to me during the bhajans, I always feel very strongly about it.
Okay.
And this thought came during the bhajans today.
Thanks so much. I feel blessed.
And I always think that, you know, in some ways that is divine design. And I take these as divine instructions. They say once you have a guru, you no more have the privilege or the opportunity to take decisions in your life.
Right.
You only take instructions.
Right.
So today, it almost seemed like an instruction that, you know, I should request you and you should come.
Thank you so much.
And it's so wonderful. So, yes, take us back to those times, you know, when you had this chance to sing this bhajan. And also, you know, as you ruminate on this bhajan, you know, what thoughts fill your mind?
I know. When I go back, you know, of those halcyon days, when we spent our days in school, our first experience with Ganesha was when, you know, we had to do this puja. You know, we were in the role of pujaris. You know,
okay.
The priests.
Yes.
Basically, we had a few Ganapatis within the hostel. So, you know, some boys were allocated, given this chance of doing puja every day. We do that Ashtotram.
During the Ganesh Chaturthi celebrations.
Ganesh Chaturthi, even every day.
Even every day, okay.
Every day, after the Nagar Sankirtan, these pujaris go and do to those individual Ganeshas. One is for the school. There is one school Ganesha.
Yeah, the big one.
Big one.
Yes.
You know, and there is one small few Ganeshas within the hostel, in the dining hall. If I see today, what a great chances we all had. And the right seeds were sown at the right time. Thanks to the teachers of higher secondary school and the, you know, an entire teaching community of Sri Satya Sai Institution. So, we used to do puja, and we got introduced to this Ganesha, you know, worshipping Ganesha. Because he's the remover of obstacles, he's everything.
Wow.
So, our first chance was during Ganesh Chaturthi.
Yes.
When I was in 11th, you know, I had this chance of all pujaris had to go with those kumbha, purna kumbhams to to Swami.
Mm-hmm.
And all the chariots were prepared by boys. Swami would come around and Swami will bless the pujaris. And the first group photo was for Ganesh Chaturthi, which I had.
Oh, wow. It starts with Ganesha. I think that's why you had a great time in Bhagwan.
That's a beautiful memory.
Yes.
And I know those times songs were so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Shri Ganesha Shivuni Kumara. This was composed by Swami those days, Kuppam days.
Yes.
Shrita Jana Vinuta Prabhu, Prabhu, Shrita Jana Vinuta Prabhu. Shri Sai Shuni Sevaka Janulamu, Shri Sai Shuni Sevaka Janulamu, Shri Sai Shuni Sevaka Janulamu, Sai Bhajanalu Cheyutu Manayamu, Dayamidarava Rayamuna Deva, Dayagonarava Rayamuna Deva, Shri Ganesha Shivuni Kumara, Shri Tajana Vinuta Prabhu, Iddari Tallula Muddu Kumara, beautifully, you know, written song. Iddari Tallula Muddu Kumara, Iddari Tallula Muddu Kumara. I don't remember after this, you know, the songs go on like this.
Amazing.
It's a beautiful song. We learnt in our 11th class days.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how, you know,
and
we
Swami himself
love.
Has written that. It's so sweet, no? It's so nectarous. and with your voice.
Oh my God, it's Swami's, it's all Swami's grace. So, I don't know, Ganesha is very sweet Lord for all of us, for the children of Sai. That's what I can say.
Absolutely. I think, and who's not a children of Sai? You know, the one thought that comes to me is, the moment you become a Sai devotee, you cannot but worship Ganesha. Because if you want to sing Sai bhajans, after Omkaram, you have to sing a Ganesh bhajan.
Exactly. You know, Swami had made it a point that...
Yes. It is kind of that blessing that was given to Lord Ganesha by Shiva, that, you know, no one can actually reach me unless they first propitiate you.
Perfect.
And it is only because you took those rounds around me, it is because you regarded...
Exactly.
You gave first place to parents.
Parents. Matrudeva bhava, pitrudeva bhava.
And so because you did that, I want to raise you even higher than where I am. That's what Shiva did.
Exactly.
That's what Shiva did.
He is Mahadeva.
Yeah.
And Mahadeva's son is a... you know, he gave so much... kept him in the higher pedestal just for the simple act, you know, which he did.
Yes.
You know, circumambulations which he did for his father, mother, instead of the world.
Yes.
And it paid off.
If you have your focus right and priorities right, then the Lord will keep you right.
Perfect. That's right, Bishop.
Top. Fantastic. And if you go in this bhajan, Shri Ganesha Vinayaka, Vigna Vinashaka Vinayaka, then...
Mangaladayaka Vinayaka.
I mean, he is the God of auspiciousness. You know, Bhagwan used to so many times mention that anything, even an inauspicious thing, will become auspicious.
Exactly.
Once you offer yourself at the feet of Ganesha.
Perfect. I think here I'm reminded of this beautiful incident which happened to, you know, Sai Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
He worked with Radio Sai. Now he's in Hyderabad.
Yes.
He played an important role in setting up Telugu studio.
Yes, in the initial years.
And also, you know, he played a pivotal role in, you know, setting up studio in Hyderabad.
Hyderabad, in
Visakhapatnam. So this boy had a beautiful incident regarding this Ganesha.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a singer.
Oh yeah.
He had a lot of chances, very blessed. He is part of the Ramakatha group, one of those pair, along with Om Prasad.
Yes.
So, he would get every time Ganesha bhajan,
mm-hmm.
you know, for you know during bhajan's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sailesar.
Yeah, our music teacher.
Music teacher, you know, he would always give Ganesha bhajan to Sai Krishna.
Okay.
And Sai Krishna would always feel sometime, you know, why only me? Why only me? You know, why can't I sing anything else?
Mm.
Why only Ganesha bhajan? He never knew, you know, the significance or, you know, the fortune of singing Ganesha bhajan.
Hmm.
See, after I finish this, you will come to know how blessed he was.
I think, you know, it happens to a singer. I mean, when you're a youngster and you're getting this chance and, you know, and there is this thrill of you want to try different bhajans,
exactly.
sing different bhajans.
Yeah.
You know, once you've got the chance, now you want to do something else and, you know, you want to sing a second or third bhajan so that you can take up bhajans which are
A lot of curves, you know, touches. Because Ganesha bhajan, the common features are, you know, everything is in the same shruti, the four liners, which don't have much turnings or, you know, you cannot, you know, really
explore.
Feel the song. You know, at some point.
I think the other thing also is, with Ganesha bhajan, what I have seen is, especially when Bhagwan was there in the physical form, there'd be very few occasions when Swami would be personally sitting. Because once the bhajan starts, you know, whatever Swami is engaged in, Swami will, you know, conclude. If he's in the interview room or if he's in the outside talking to someone, he would sort of conclude and then come inside. So it can happen on many occasions that he's not there sitting physically to listen to your bhajan.
You know, Ganesha bhajan always has been a very important start for a bhajan because it happened many times when somebody doesn't sing a Ganesha bhajan properly, the entire bhajan goes for a toss.
Yes, it has happened. So true.
And so important for the first singer. So he was selected every time and he wouldn't have known that. You know, he would feel after some time, oh, why only me, Ganesha? Why can I not sing any other bhajan or am I not deserved or, you know, am I not talented enough? Maybe those are the thoughts that were flowing in his mind. So this happened many times. He sang many Ganesha bhajans like that. It was in the month, in the year of 2005, he had this chance of, you know, accompanying Swami to Kodaikanal. You know, that happened to be a beautiful year for him in terms of chances. It was a great honeymoon for those singers.
Divine honeymoon.
Divine honeymoon in the playground.
Yeah.
In, you know, Kodai is his playground.
Playground, yeah.
So Swami was chatting, you know, talking with those boys who were all there in the group, 2005 batch. And suddenly, you know, this was first day. And you know how Swami addresses him or Swami, how he points to him? He says, hey, Ganesha boy, get up.
Oh, wow.
He was like, Sai Krishna is flabbergasted. He didn't know what to do. So Swami knew.
Wow. You know?
Ganesha boy. You know, he sings Ganesha bhajans.
And you know, as you narrate this, two thoughts come to my mind. One is, wherever Bhagwan was, whether he was in the interview room or whether he was outside talking to someone, he was listening.
He
knew who was singing. He didn't have to physically be there, sitting on the chair to know who is singing. And here Sai Krishna probably was thinking, what is this here? Every time I sing, Swami is not there.
He's a listener to every conversation. He's a silent guest.
Yes.
Uninvited guest on every dining table.
Yes, yes.
So, Swami knew everything. And that moment he realized how fortunate he was to sing Ganesha bhajan.
And Swami has actually identified him with that bhajan.
Correct.
Right. I mean, how many people are identified with the bhajan?
After that, you know, after that happened, he never thought twice. He would always grab for the Ganesha chance.
Yeah. Wow.
So this is a beautiful memory, you know, which I can relate to when it comes to Ganesha.
Amazing.
Mangaladayaka Vinayaka, auspiciousness. You know, any activity Bhagwan does, you know, he starts with Ganesha. He starts with the Vedam.
Yes.
Gananantvam.
Yes.
Or, you know, a Ganesha bhajan.
Yes. And as we move on in this bhajan, you have
Bhava Bhayanasha.
And, you know, the only thought that comes to me is how so many people take rounds around Ganesha because everybody has a prayer, you know.
Correct.
Everybody has some fear or some anxiety, something to get over. And you think the only person who can really take our prayers to the Lord is Ganesha.
He listens.
He listens.
He listens to every prayer. He looks for every pradakshinam you do and he knows that, you know, the effort which you put in. He'll pay you off one day. That's what I feel. I personally believe.
Wow.
You know, in the institute, we have this Ganesha.
Yes.
And I don't know how many boys should have got benefited from that Ganesha idol because he was there sitting. We can see him.
Mm.
You know, that's how our feeling was.
Feeling.
And every time, you know, we would go around 108 times or, you know, how many other times, you know, especially in the exams time, the demand for Lord Ganesha goes up.
Yes.
You know, as the exams begin.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he gives everything. He gives strength. He is the buddhi, intellect.
Yes.
You you know, even personally, I had a lot of experiences. Like, you know, if Swami was not talking to me for some time, mm-hmm. I would go and pray to Ganesha there in the institute. Swami, please, please, Swami. You know, you tell your father.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Swami is Shiva.
Yes.
I used to pray to Ganesha, please tell your father to talk to me. Wow. And, you know, next day, somehow, evening, Swami smiles at me, he calls me, he talks to me. It has happened many times.
Wow.
And this actually, Swami inculcated this kind of faith in a prayer.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing.
And, you know, our own Dhananjay, you know, the studio engineer.
Yes, sound engineer,
Sound engineer, he has been very good friend of everyone, you know, and especially me. He encouraged me so much in singing. And Dhananjay had this wonderful, you know, incident or experience with Institute Ganesha. We call it Institute Ganesha.
Yeah.
Because everywhere there are Ganeshas here.
Yeah.
So what happened is, you know, it was during the sports meet time, you know, I think it's one of the sweetest time for all the students, you know, a lot of experiences they have due, because there are drama happening on one side, cultural programs, and on the sports meet arena, there are a lot of feats happening. So there was this drama which they're going to put up before Swami. So Bhagawan came to the institute auditorium to have to look at the rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
It was just before the Sankranti time. It happened in the year 2006. To give a reference, 2006 happened to be the army, you know, Atirudra Mahayajnam, which happened in Prashanti Nilayam. So during that year, Swami came to the institute. The rehearsals were going on. And Swami had to attend to the restroom. Mm-hmm. You know, the restroom is behind the auditorium. You know, it's beside the green room.
Okay.
So what happened is, Dhananjay at that point of time had the keys for that restroom. And he was nowhere near that place. He was actually in the mandir, you know, working in the tool room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like things were going haywire. You know, Swami had to go to the restroom. It was locked.
Oh.
And the Lord of the Lords, Lord of the Universe, he had to wait for some time. And Swami didn't have any answers. He just went back and, you know, sat for the rehearsal. The drama practice was going on. And everybody were, you know, really berserk. What's happening, you know?
Where is Dhananjay?
Where is Dhananjay? You know, the security guards were searching for him. And some students were sent to the mandir. And they find him in the stool room. And they call him. See, like this happened. Where are you? They're like, what are you supposed to do? What is your responsibility? he had to face the brunt of it.
Mm.
And he came running to the institute. And, you know, Bhagawan was still sitting. He opened the room. He was really disappointed, Dhananjay, because, you know, he has put down Swami.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a very sensitive thing.
Yes.
And what he did was, he went around Institute Ganesha for 108 times.
Mm-hmm.
And while he's moving, the drama is still going on and Swami is sitting.
So just parallelly.
Exactly. It's a presence of mind, you know.
Mm.
See, students have that much faith in Ganesha.
Wow.
That if you pray to Ganesha, his father will, you know, shower his grace. So drama, and he went around 108 times. He was just praying to Swami. Swami, this is not done out of my negligence. I had to do that work, and please forgive me. You know, that forgiveness, you know, that, you know, Swami is known for that compassion.
Yes.
Yukshama.
Yes.
So what happened is, he went into the, after the going around productions 108 times, he quickly ran to the auditorium and he sat down. Swami gave a very sarcastic smile at Dhananjay.
Oh, okay.
And that added more fuel and, you know, added insult to the injury. You know, to use that.
Mm.
And he didn't know, he was like very down.
Mm.
And again, that's what, you know, Swami puts you to a litmus test.
Mm.
Immediately Dhananjay, he went again to the Ganesha. 108 times he did pradakshinam and he prayed to Ganesha there. Swami, please, you know, you should come tomorrow. You should use the restroom. Please, you know, if you have to silence the critics over there, silence the people, you know, who are all scolding me and out of my negligence I would have done. Please, Swami, please, you know, please bless me and please save me and please use that. Lo and behold, Swami comes next day.
Wow.
Swami comes next day to the college auditorium, the rehearsal. But everybody thinks Swami came for the rehearsal. Dhananjay was sitting there. Swami gave a beautiful smile. And before that, sorry, I didn't add this.
Mm-hmm.
On the previous day while leaving,
mm-hmm.
he hinted to Dhananjay after the pradakshinams were done, that Re Posta Nenu, I will come tomorrow.
Oh, he said that.
He said personal to Dhananjay.
Wow.
So Dhananjay was like, okay, I'm saved. So he had a lot of, you know, confidence and, you know, he had faith that the Swami will come just for, you know,
some consolation.
Consolation he got. And next day Swami comes. He comes just to use that restroom.
Wow. Amazing.
Comes back. He blesses Dhananjay. Happy ga undu. Be happy.
Amazing.
So that's how, you know.
Well, I think, you know, for all the onlookers and for all the students, you know, it might look very funny to them that Swami came to the institute auditorium to use the restroom. You know, we never ever know. That's why I remember, I was talking to a person by name Swaminathan Gurumurthy. He's a thinker, great thinker of our times. And he said, see, to me, Swami is a dimensionless phenomenon.
I think, was he the editor of Hindu? S. Gurumurthy, I think.
Yeah. Yes, he's S. Gurumurthy. He's a journalist. He's a chartered accountant and a journalist.
Got it. He's a very eminent writer. You know.
Eminent writer, thinker, right. Chartered accountant.
Got it. Intellectual, yes. Basically.
Intellectual, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
So, dimensionless, that's what he
means. Yeah, so because he had these experiences with Bhagwan, and he says that the only thing I can conclude about him is he's a dimensionless phenomenon. And perfect. I think this is what it is. You know, you take any experience of anyone to anyone who has no clue about what is happening.
Right.
It looks very, sometimes very funny, unintelligible, illogical, unreasonable. And only that person knows it. Even that person knows only a tiny bit of it. We don't know how many more stories should have been unfolding in so many minds that day. And, you know, how many ways Swami would have...
Touching
so many lives and raising everyone's consciousness that day.
Perfect, well said.
Amazing. Amazing. And I think, you know, Swami making all of us... praying, you know, inculcating in us this habit of praying to Ganesha. You know, I think sometimes we need these different facets of the divine, you know.
Correct.
Because, okay, you're now not comfortable with Swami. You want to go to a loving God, Ganesha. Some people feel very comfortable with Krishna.
Correct.
I think he's given us all these facets so that some way you learn to connect.
Exactly.
Because there is no salvation, there is no solution to any problem unless you learn to connect. And I think, you know, there are so many beautiful ways.
Beautiful. I think he has taught us that, you know, the power of prayer also.
Prayer.
That was a main driving lesson. You know,
absolutely.
Prayers work. They reach God and God reacts to the prayer.
Absolutely. And I think that is one of the primordial lessons, if you see. And, you know, the last line is Parthi Purishvara Vinayaka.
Parthi Purishvara
Vinayaka. I remember even your Burakatha is used to start with very beautiful Ganesha song, isn't it?
I know.
Maybe we should end our conversation with that.
Sure. You know, Burakatha days are always, you know, memorable for us. Every Burakatha would start with a Ganesha bhajan. You know, some songs were really touching for us, you know. Vighna Vinashaka Vinayaka. It would set the tempo for him.
Absolutely.
You know, just like as I said, you know, a bhajan tempo is set by first bhajan.
Correct.
Bhava Bhayanasha Vinayaka. Kumala Tanujita. Koti Manojita Kamitardha Shrita Kalpa Mahesha Haimavati Suta Agama Sannuta Arakirita Dharavaradayaka Samagana Lola Shubhakara Vigna Vinashaka Vinayaka Gajavadana He Gananayaka Tarigita Jum Tarita.
Wow.
And I should say, you know, this might be trivial to you. It will set tempo for everything. When
absolutely.
I say that, you know, the first song, behind their mics, you know, people who are setting the mics.
Yeah.
So by this Ganesha song,
they also know the levels.
And, you know, from the next song, it will be, you know, it will be smooth.
I think once, you know, at every level, in every way, balancing happens.
Exactly.
You know,
I
think balance within ourselves, balance outside of us, inside and deep inside.
And now I remember this. After every Ganesha bhajan, it became a practice that they would garland all three of us. This was Swami's direction.
Yes. After the Ganesha.
After Ganesha bhajan.
Wow.
And this would happen for every Burakatha. So after Ganesha bhajan, we will all be, you know, standing like that.
Yes.
And we will not start anything because, you know, it might upset the... So three boys were there. They used to come and garland us.
Yes. So you can be garlanded. You have...
the privilege of being garlanded after, only after singing Ganesha.
After praising
after you praise the
Lord Sun.
Lord Sun. Because for the Lord, the Sun is very important because the Sun knew how to revere the Father.
He set the ideal.
Set the ideal. Amazing. Fantastic. It's been so lovely talking to you, Prabhakar. And I wish this session goes on, but we have to conclude because the limitation of the duration of this program. But I'm praying to Swami that, you know, we'll have you again for future episodes. So
thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Bishu. Thank you.
Sai Ram.
That was Brother Sai Prabhakar, a former student of Bhagwan's University and a very blessed singer and musician, who is proficient not only in singing but also in the Telugu language and had the opportunity to perform Burakathas in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan on innumerable occasions. With that, let's move on to the last part of this program. We will now listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this bhajan.
Shri Ganesha Vinayaka.
To the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of gratitude, we offer this endeavor at his lotus feet.
So, dear listeners, that brings us to the end of this segment.
It's time to move on to Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Brothers Prem and Harishankar are waiting to take over. I will be back after this episode of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. And today we have the first episode of a new series. It is Utsaha, the Youth Hour on Radio Sai. So today we are going to have very beautiful segments in this program. It's going to be a mix of music and humor, action and inspiration, and a lot of beautiful stories from the past, from the present, and how we should be in the future to be a beautiful instrument in Bhagwan's hands. So all that coming up in 1 hour from now. For the moment, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Thank you so much. Sayonara.